Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about order matters. Order matters. There's a number of aspects that we could talk about with order, but specifically today with order, we're going to talk about the sequence. The sequence in which you do things matters. The sequence in which you do things can cause grace to flow or can lead to a lot of pain or frustration. Stress, it can take extra time, all because things were not done in the proper sequence. So for example, the one I always joke about with my kids, we talk about this principle of order matters. I said, when you're getting dressed in the morning, so if you put your shoes on first, and then you put your pants on, and then you put your socks on, and then you put your underwear on, it's not quite the same results. It's going to be a frustrating experience. It's not going to be a very fun experience. It's going to be frustrating. It's going to take longer. There's going to be struggle associated with it. All because we did things in the wrong order. When we tune into God, He's going to help us to sequence things the right way. He's going to order our steps. He's going to help us put things in the right sequence. And then one of the most important things to get sequenced correctly in our lives, I believe, is our priorities. Getting our priorities in the right order, priorities in the right sequence, it matters. It makes a big difference because it's evident in our daily decision-making. What we prioritize in life is very evident when at the very granular level of what do I do today? When I make decisions today, our priorities get tested. Having our priorities in that right sequence or order. So we're going to be taking communion over that today. Just thanking God that He orders our steps. And asking for His help, for His wisdom to do things in the right sequence, in the right order, but also to get our priorities in the right order as well. So, first of all, why are we taking communion every day? Why are we taking communion so often? In our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, we say that daily communion is the most important thing. It is the most important thing. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Communion helps us to abide in Christ, helps us to remain in Him, to stay focused on Him, to stay plugged in and connected to Him. And we're remembering Him. It gives us this point in time where we can stir His sacrifice. We can stir all these promises that God has given us, this new covenant, into our mind, into our emotions, into our memory. And we can combine these spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stirred into our mind and emotions, mixed with faith, and then pair it with something practical or physical that we do with the cracker and the juice. And when we do this, we're combining spirit, we're combining soul, we're combining physical body, all into something, making it simple, unified together. And when we do this, it's important to take it with the fear of the Lord, with that honor and respect and reverence and just delight for God. And we have this time, we get to come together with Him. We get to connect with Him. We get to commune with Him. And then communion also serves as this time to activate promises that God has made us, to ask for His help, serves as a marker in time to say, you know what, at that point in time, when I took that communion, I received those promises from Him. The Apostle Paul says that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is like an activation, because in the case of a will or an estate or an inheritance, you have to prove the death. The death is what activates all of the benefits on the other side. So it serves as this time to activate and to receive these promises from God. Now, in our daily communion meditations, as of recently, starting in this year of 2022, we started to pair this with daily communion workouts, just a short workout that you can do every day to truly connect with God. And I believe physical exercise gives us one of the greatest opportunities to practice receiving this grace from God and practically applying it, physically practicing seeing His grace flow through us. It gives us some feedback instantly in our bodies. One of the greatest ways. And then once you know how to do that, you can practically apply it into any other area of life. Plus, there's a lot of health benefits that come along with that as well. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer. and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and to help us to be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so speaking of order, doing things in a little different sequence, I felt like God was having me make a little adjustment in our sequence of our slides that we've got for this communion, which is making today a masterpiece. We're going to go through the other half of prayer. We're talking about our four fundamentals, but these are how you make today a masterpiece. Making today a masterpiece, and you keep doing that over and over, day by day. Just keep making today a masterpiece each day. You're going to be amazed at where God leads you. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place. How are we going to do that? You're going to take these four fundamentals and you're going to make them fun. You're going to bring some energy and some presence and some focus and some joy into these four things. Staying positioned in the light today. Taking that position in the light. Magnifying that light to make it bigger or greater. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then we're going to take action. Do those things that we know to do. We're going to do them together in partnership with God today. So our first one, we're going to get positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either you're in the light or you're in darkness. There's no in-between. To be in the light is to take our position in humility, to humble ourselves and receive that grace from God, to receive that forgiveness from him, to walk in forgiveness with ourselves, where we give ourselves that same grace and God and forgiveness that God's given us. And then we walk in that with other people as well. And to be positioned in the light is also to be positioned in love. Love and light are one and the same. To be positioned in love is externally focused on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Just stay in position in gratitude and praise today. And when you take that positioning in the light, that's where all the good stuff is. That's where God has given us in his grace. He's given us everything he has in Christ and is all available right now today. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, and so much more. Everything he has is available to flow through you today. So first, we're going to get positioned in it first. Get positioned in that light. And then we're going to magnify that light to make it bigger, to make it greater. It expands that capacity where it gives God a bigger area to work in and flow through us in our life. As we magnify that light, it also gets it rooted and grounded and established in our hearts so that we become more fixed and immovable and consistent when those issues and pressures of life come at us. But to magnify is all about what we're focused on. What are we focused on? Where's our attention? And we're all thinking about, we're all talking about, we're all meditating on something every day. And just choosing to focus on the light, to focus on God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got God's blessing and favor on our lives because of Christ, because of what Jesus did. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify all this amazing treasure that he put within us. We've got this treasure in earthen vessels and in jars of clay. We can stay focused on, set our minds on the things above, stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring them into the light and magnify God as bigger than those problems, because he is. But it does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion and insisting on doing things our own way. Stay stuck in unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, dwelling on the issues and problems, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, doing life without God, where we just try to figure it all out on our own. We toil away in our mind trying to solve all the problems on our own without God. But there's a better way. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, you might snap at people. You might try to retaliate at people at one level. On another level, you might withdraw your presence. You might avoid them. You might give them the silent treatment. Then there's the heaviness and the pressure, all the weight and pressure sitting on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Maybe in vicious cycles, and it seems like there's no way to break free. Your energy levels are low. You're like, why am I so tired all the time? Then there's that fear and stress and worry, that dread of the future. It's confusion about what to do or which steps to take. You get stuck in those vicious cycles. But when you're in the light, you've got that rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can go to work. And all of a sudden, it's his love. It's his peace. It's his joy. It's his power. It's his health and energy. It's his time. It's his finances that all begin to flow through you. His purpose begins to flow through you. And you can rest in your soul. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels rise up. You've got that mind of Christ. All of a sudden you get those aha moments, those flashes of insight where you know that you know this is the thing that I was searching for. This is the answer I was searching for. This is the direction to go. This is the path to take. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us also this amazing gift of grace. If we ever miss it, we ever get off track, it just takes 1 second to turn it back around, to change our focus and get right back into the light again. One of our biggest challenges today, making today a masterpiece, is recognizing these symptoms quickly and turning it back around, getting positioned back in the light again. How do you do it? You just humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. And you receive that forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself in the middle. And you walk in forgiveness with other people. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising him and thanking him for his goodness and his grace. And next thing you know, it just starts to flow all of a sudden. You feel that peace wash over. You feel that joy of the Lord begin to flow. Those energy levels begin to rise up. Feel like the weight is lifted off your shoulders. All in just a couple seconds. Truly amazing gift of grace. And then we're going to stay tuned in today. We're going to make today a masterpiece. We've got to stay tuned in to the master. Got to stay tuned in to the master. Every day he's trying to lead us and guide us. One of the ways I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get positioned in the light. And then what went well today? What were my wins for the day? And then I'll ask these simple questions. God, what were you trying to show me today? What did I learn today? Is there anything that I missed that you're trying to get across to me? And you just get still and you listen. And whatever comes into your mind, whether you think it was God or not, you just begin to write it down. just start to record your journey with God. And then you stay tuned in to Him throughout the day. Sometimes you got to slow down for just a couple minutes throughout the day to get powered up, to stay connected to Him. Doesn't take long, just a minute or two. You ever unsure on what to do or which steps to take, you ask Him. And then you wait until you know, because sometimes we get ahead of God and we start doing things that we don't quite know what to do yet. If you'll wait, He'll show you what to do every single time. So do what you know to do today, and the things you're unsure of, leave those for another day. And that's where I'd like to do the last part. God, what do I know to do today? What's on your plan for me today? In my journal, I like to plan out my day for the next day. What do you know to do? What's on your to-do list? Anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything that you have a leading or excitement from God to do? You just write out your plan for the day. And then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning and you start executing that plan. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad and I'm going to execute that plan and I'm going to do it together with God. In partnership with Him, with a good attitude, with full confidence in Him. And you do this, it does something like magnetize you. You get that grace flowing through you. His grace, He's the source of beauty. He begins to beautify your life. And beauty is magnetic. Beauty is attractive. Beauty is magnetic. And it begins to pull more and more of everything that God has for you into your life. So let's take a look today. Order matters. Order matters. The sequence that we do things in matters. Like I always tell my kids, you're not going to put your underwear on over your pants. You're not going to put your socks on over your shoes. You can get very frustrated. It's going to take a whole lot of time. That grace is not there. When you find things and you put things in their proper order and your proper sequence, what happens? There's a greater level of protection. It saves time. It saves space. Everything feels easy. There's less frustration. All by simply changing the order. So imagine you have a digital door code and you have all the right numbers, but you punch them into the door in the wrong order. The door stays locked. You had all the right numbers. You're doing all the right things. You're just doing them in the wrong order. If you'll pay attention, you'll tune into God. He will show you how to put things into the right sequence. And one of the most important things to get in the right order, in the right sequence, is our priorities. I feel like God was saying, I'm not going to talk about what I think our levels of priority should be. I'm going to let him talk to us individually about that here today. We're going to take communion asking for His help on that today. So Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for You. You just so eagerly desire just to help us do things the right way. To do things in the right order, the right sequence. We thank You that You order our steps. We're asking for Your help today, Lord, to help us do things in the right sequence and to get our priorities, especially, in the right order, the way that You designed them to be, so that that grace just flows. Everything becomes effortless and beautiful when you get these priorities in order. Now, I want you to remember one more thing. Order has to be defended. It has to be maintained. Every day, life is presenting things that try to pull you out of order, try to pull you out of sequence. You have to keep maintaining these and defending these every single day. Just like you have to take your position in the light every day. You got to keep reprioritizing things every day. It's a very important step. So, Father, we thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, "This is My body, broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He said, "Take it. Receive it." That He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight by His one sacrifice. Now, because of Him, we got God with us. He's trying to help us put things in order so that grace flows even more. I think order is one of the biggest keys that unlocks the flow of grace. And this is a big step in that direction today. So, Father, we thank You for this bread. I ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe you experience God helping you to order your steps, helping you to order your priorities. I think it helps you to know him better. When you get those things in order and you get them in the right position, and that grace just begins to flow, everything becomes easy and effortless. Just helps you to know him that much better. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now some workout stuff today. So yesterday we talked about the instant back fix. Talked about just a very simple exercise you can do to create better alignment in your spine. Just take your finger. Sounds weird. Take your finger, put it in your belly button. That's like the reset button for your body. Like the home button on your phone for your body. Just take your finger very gently, put it in your belly button. And then take 3 to 4 deep breaths and just move your spine. Arch your back as you breathe in. Flatten your back as you exhale. Usually do it laying on the floor. And that little simple exercise does so much to align the spine and just take a lot of pressure off the spine because it releases the hip flexors, a lot of other things. But there's one more exercise that I found that if you pair it with that exercise, makes a huge difference. I ever have people that are having issues with back pain or hip pain or these types of things. What I do is I do a superset. So I do one set of the breathing exercise with the belly button and then one set of this, which is just massaging the upper back. So think of right in the middle of your spine. So if you were to start at your neck and you went halfway down your back, right in the on the spine, if you went from that point and you made a V going up to your shoulders. So think about if I was on my backside, it'd be right in the center here going up to my shoulders. It just made a V. And basically just massage that area inside of the V. And what I found is that this is a balancing pair. It's like a yin and yang kind of in Chinese medicine, where you have the hip flexors on the front and you have the upper trap muscles on the back, and they pull on each other like this. And so as we're doing the instant back fix with the breathing, we're working on the lower half of this. And when you do the massage on the upper half, it releases that upper half. And now the two can function better together. Okay. And it helps to balance the hips. It helps with neck pain, all kinds of things just by doing this. How do you massage it? You can do it laying on the floor with a lacrosse ball, with a tennis ball. You can use a massage stick. You can put a tennis ball or a lacrosse ball or something on the wall that you can use and just massage your back up against it on the wall. Number of ways to do it. Basically, you can get somebody else to massage you in that area if you need to. But doing them back and forth, the instant back fix, the breathing, and then some massage on the upper back, you pair those two things together, it does miraculous things for your spine. But hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.